Hold on, let me get on to this. Okay. All right, so yesterday we gave a little bit of an introduction, 3 points of an introduction of what the Sefer Torah Dvarah talks about. He talks about the pnimius of the midos of Hashem. Then he talks about and we explain that when we discuss midos of Hashem, it doesn't mean the midos that we talk about. Like we do certain things because we are nice, right? By Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the description of what he does, but it's not the cause of what he does. Right? The midah is not why he's doing chesed. He's doing chesed, and that's the description of the hanhaga is that of the description of the hanhaga is that it's in a hanhaga of chesed. Okay, and that was the second point, and then the third point was that there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of halachta v'drachah. There's a mitzvah to follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's a mitzvah. Here he adds on that it's appropriate to follow the ways of Hashem that he's going to describe. So the question what he asked was, why is it only roi? Why isn't it the mitzvah itself? And the reason we explained was because, again, the midos that we're going to talk about are not the clear, obvious midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we see every day. Rather, it's the midos which we don't see every day in this world. Those are the ones that those are the midos that we're talking about in the Sefer, and we're going to bring that point out again right now in the Akdama. So he says the following. He says, we're all created, B'Tzelem Elokim. We're created in the image of God. But he says there's a big problem. We're not just created in the image of God, you know, in our midos. In every single part of us, it's a reflection of some sort of hanhaga of Hashem. Even the fact that we have two arms and two arms and two legs, and we've said before in the Nefesh HaChaim, even I think we said that, you know, it's really the opposite. Since it's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of listening, we were created with ears because we're B'Tzelem Elokim. It's not that, you know, the mashal in the Torah is used ears to use as a mashal for our ears. It's the opposite. It's that we have ears in order to, because it's an expression of that midah of Hashem. So everything about us is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says if a person is a Tzelem Elokim, but then he doesn't act with the midos of Hashem, so his lashon is here, she'ilu yedume begufay. If a person is like Hashem in his guf, every part of our guf is an expression of some sort of midah of Hashem. But in the way I act, I don't have the midos of Hashem. So he says amazing lashon here. Hareu machziv atzura. He's forging the tzura that he has of Hashem. It's like you take a gold coin and you stamp it with the stamp of the king, and now you have a gold coin. It's worth money. It's printed money. But you take a fake gold coin and you stamp it. So it's all stamped. It looks like it's ready to go, but it's not made out of gold. So it's a forgery. So he says you have the ears. You have ears. Why? Because there's an image of Hashem that we're creating. We stand tall. We don't stand on all four legs like an animal. We are created in a certain way that's supposed to be the image of Hashem. But then you're walking around like an animal. So you're an animal, you're a human being. Do you have the midos of Hashem or don't you? So you can't fake it. So if you have the tzura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to have the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of the Yomer Olav, because otherwise people will say about you, tzura na'e. What a beautiful form, umaisim ka'urim, but what terrible actions and deeds and midos. Sharei ikar atzelem v'admos ha'elyu anhim ka'ulaysav. The main part of the tzemel melokim, the main part of the image of God that we were created in, is our midos. Umayoyel loy heyoysa ketzura al-yoyna, d'mos tavis evarav u'ulays loy yeduma l'kainai. But what good will that do if in his pu'ulays, he is not like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I'm going to explain to you how a person should act with the midos of Hashem and what the midos of Hashem are. We also said yesterday that the more a person perfects themselves with these midos, right, the more the person brings out that midah in Hashem himself. So if a person acts with the mid of chesed, so he's bringing out the mid of chesed in Hashem as well. So that's why, as it comes approaching the Yom HaDin, it's appropriate to do these midos. Now, we know that there's 13 midos of Hashem. Where do we know that from? The pasuk. Which pasuk?
El Rahum Behanun.
Hashem Hashem. El Rahum Behanun. Excellent. We have chesed, no se chesed la alafim, no se avon vafesha v'chatov, and okay, it's 13 midos. Now, by the way, how is it 13? Do you count Hashem Hashem twice? Do you count Hashem once? How do you count up to 13 is a question, but there's 13 midos of Hashem. So he says, yeah, well, I'm going to list for you 13 midos of Hashem, and we are going to explain it. Okay, so you would think, what are the 13 midos? Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun. All of a sudden, he says, you know where the 13 midos are? Uremuzois, the soida psukim. They are hinted to in the psukim that we say in Tashlich. Mi kel kamocha, it's a pasuk in Micha. It says, mi kel kamocha, who is like your Hashem? No se avoin of oivra pesha. Yashuv yirachameinu, yichbosh avonoseinu. All right, so etc. So yeah, let me bring up the pasuk here, because let me bring up the pasuk here. It's in Micha. I think it's at the very end of Micha. Yeah. Okay. So here's the pasuk. Okay. I'm going to share the screen. Okay. Here. Mi kel kamocha, who is like your Hashem, noise avoin, who carries sin, the oiver al pesha, and you go and you pass over sins on purpose, the sheiris nachalasoi, to those that are left over from your nachal, lehechazik la'ar apoi, you don't hold your grudge forever, ki chavetz chesed, who is chavetz, so that's. So the midos were Mikal Kamocha 1, Noise Avoin 2, Oivra Apesha 3, L'Sheiris Nachlosa 4, L'Hechzik La'ad Apoi 5, Kichavitz Chesed 6, Yoshuv Yerachameinu 7, Yichbosh Avonoseinu, we should cover over our sins 8, Tashlich Mitzvos Yom Kachatoisam 9. And I'll bring up the translation. He will take us back in love. He will cover up our iniquities. He will hurl all of our sins into the depths. Titen emes Yaakov 10, Chesed Lavram 11, Asher Nishbat Lav Hussein 12, Mime Kedem 13. So there's 13 midos. So he says, this is the pasuk that I'm going to base the sefer on. So we're all like, what? Why are you basing a sefer on 13 midos in the pasuk Mikal Kamocha that's dug up from Micha somewhere? Why don't you base the sefer on the 13 midos that we all know about? That's Hashem Hashem, Terachim V'chanun. Right? We all know that. So the answer is what we were saying the whole time. That there are 13 midos which are clearly expressed. So Hashem is a mativ. Hashem does chesed. Chanun V'rachum. Okay? We all know that. But then there's the panimis of the midah. Each midah expresses itself in a more panemius dicker way, in a deeper way. That is not expressed in this world. That's not in the Chumash. That's in the Nach. Not everyone knows that. That's much more deep. So the sefer here is telling us how to tap into the panemius of the midah by showing us what the panemius of the midah is and then acting with the panemius of the midah. So for example, now let's say you would have a government, and the government chooses to, let's take another example. Let's say you have an example, so you have a, an office, a school, and the school has a Rebbe, and the school decides that they are going to give the Rebbe more money. They're going to give them a Rebbe a raise. Oh, chesed, chesed. Okay, but now, so what does the Rebbe know? Oh, they're a nice school. Hold on. But does the Rebbe know that every member of the board told Rosh Hashiva, you better not do that. And does the Rebbe know that the three members of the board said, if you do that, we're pulling out our donations, and they have to go and go raise money from 17 other people in order to make the money. They don't know all that, right? So the extent of the chesed is not revealed. The extent of the chesed is the pnimius of the chesed that we're not aware of in this world. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a chesed, okay, great. Anyway, I'm a pretty good guy, right? So I got a chesed. I mean, it's nice, maybe. But one second, pretty good guy. Once we go into the pnimius, do you know what you really deserve? Do you know what type of hurdles and hoops that Kadosh Baruch Hu had to jump through in order to get you this thing? According to the din, you wouldn't be right for anything. So what you know is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants to give us chesed. You know, so you see that the Rosh Hashiva is very nice. He wants to give me a raise, so he chose to. Okay, so that's expressed. But what it took to get there is not expressed. What? Yeah, so the Chumash is the clear, is the expressed midah. Hashem, Hashem, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim.
So from the Rosh Hashiva, that's the Chumash. It's not
right. The Rosh Hashiva, that's the Chumash. But now getting involved in what went on behind the scenes in the boardroom and with the donors and what it took to get there, that's the Pesukim in Micha. That's Mikel Kamocha. Wow. Who is like you in your Chesed? Not just you have Chesed. Mikel Kamocha in your Chesed. You have such a deep level of chesed that's expressed, right? So he's now going to, the point of the Sefer is going to be to bring out a level of chesed that we would have never realized just looking at the chitonius. Oh, the world is so beautiful, such a beautiful world, yeah. But do you know that for every aver that's created, there's black, evil malachim that are, you know, running around the whole world, and Hashem is to suppress those malachim in order to be able to give any chesed and to give light into the world. It should be a dark world based on people's actions. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu is suppressing all that. Okay, so now you could say, look, I'm a nice guy, but I'm only a nice guy to the people that I like. To be honest, I don't like it. I'm not mean, but I don't have to be the nicest guy. Hold on, that's not the midah of Hashem. You think that's the midah of Hashem because Hashem is nice to the people that he wants to be nice to. Let's learn the sefer. You see, Hashem, the chesed is going to go so deep that if you try that for us, and that's why trying to mimic the pnimius of that chesed gets a person in touch with a much deeper level of a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and an understanding of the midos of Hashem.
It's also included in Benachta Benachta.
Right. But that's why he said roi shidame. This is not chiv. This is a roi shidame. It's appropriate. This level is an extra high level. A person does chesed on like Hashem. A person does this level chesed. That's also appropriate. It's a kiyum of halach to b'jocha. It's right. It's a kiyum of halach to b'jocha. I'm looking mechuyev to. Okay. So the first midah he's going to discuss is the midah of Mikel Kamocha. Wow, who is like you? So in what way are we going to express that? So what we're going to talk about is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaMidah Rishonah Mikel Kamocha. Hoira, Hashem teaches us here, the Pasuk teaches us, Al Heyois HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Ne'elav. Soivel Elboin Mashalo Yechileu Ra'ayoi. We'll explain tomorrow more, but the point is, the first midah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's called a melech aluf. Hashem is in a state of being, quote unquote, insulted. Hashem is in a state that no one gives Hashem the proper kavod. No one gives Hashem the proper recognition. And the melech aluf, right, he still is mative to the world. So even when a person is in a state of, you know, insulted, he still has to be able to be a mater. That's what he still has to be able to give. Okay, so we'll learn about that tomorrow. But we're going to do it in each midah in two steps. First, we have to analyze the midah itself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we can see how it applies to us. So that's why this meat, the sefer, like I said, is a combination of musar with hashkafa. It's very powerful. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see everyone. We'll pick it up tomorrow.